Hello and welcome back to the TTD, Tatani Talk Stuff. This year we'll be talking Duff Lesson a Day. In a few minutes we are looking at Beitza or Bea 21. A Braisa taught it once happened to Shimon the Timonite from Timna, which is famous from Shmuel, famous from the Shim from Timna in Shoftim. The story of Shimshon comes from Timna. The talks about Timna. But the Gemara talks about this Shimon person who came from Timna. He did not come to the study hall one evening on Yom Tov. On the next morning, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava met him. He asked him, "Why did you not come to the study hall last evening?" And Shimon answered, "A battalion of soldiers came to our city, wanted to plunder the whole city. So we slaughtered a calf for them and fed them, and we sent them off in peace." Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava responded, "I wonder whether you have lost more than you have gained. For the Torah stated that food preparations are permitted for you and not for idolaters." But the key idea being that they wanted to do something to appease those around us. We have to remember the idea of Dina de Malchusa Dina, especially when we live in Golis. We live around the world, not during Beis Hamikdash times, not during times when we're fully sovereign in our own state with the laws of the Torah, adhering to the way that the Torah wants us to fully be. Baruch Hashem, we have the modern state of Israel, but it's still not the times of a full geula with the Beit HaMikdash HaMashiach yet. We have to realize that we're living in Golis times, and we have to realize Dina de Malchusa Dina, that the laws of those around us are really those laws we have to adhere to. We have to do as much as we can to listen to the rules of the land, listen to you know, the taxes and adhering to the justice system and things like that, to make sure that we understand how to abide by the laws, state laws and federal laws, especially related to being an upstanding citizen. So here, Shimon was trying to appease those around him. So too in our own lives, make sure to be involved as much as you can as a good, upstanding, righteous citizen in your towns, in your communities, in the lands that are not our own in exile. Join us next time as we talk Beitza 22 here on the TTD.